Do you want an embarrassing moment?
Yeah, go on.
At one stage, I had a studio, well, I still do have a studio in Parsons Green, but it was at number 25. And if you know Parsons Green, Heathman's Road, opposite the Sloney Pony, is a cul-de-sac. Once you're down there, you have to drive reverse out, or you're stuck down there. And my studio was at number 25, which is the very end of Parsons Green, of Heathman's Road, and on the third floor. And at one point, I was producing these two kids from Newcastle called Ant and Deck, and they were then known as PJ and Duncan. They used to come down from Newcastle and we'd record them, and then they'd go back in the same day. I had decided I wanted a sofa from my house to be put in the studio. The only way to get it in there was to pull it on a rope from the ground floor up to the third floor entrance, which was one of those, like a doorway on the side of a building with a beam at the top that you could put a rope round and you could pull in old-fashioned, you know, bales of hay or, you know. And so we attached a rope to this thing, lowered it down, and attached it to the sofa, which I'd had delivered onto the ground floor. And I said to Anton Deck, will you please just make sure it doesn't swing in the wind or anything like that. So we were up the top pulling away, and this sofa gradually worked its way from ground floor to the first floor. And about the second floor, it was swinging a bit. Ant and Deck were down at the bottom looking up at this thing, and suddenly the rope snapped. And this sofa went thrash to the ground. Fortunately, they stepped aside. If they hadn't stepped aside,
we'd have been spared a lot.
Now, who round the table thinks that's a shame?
Exactly.
Well, I don't feel it's a shame because they've kept me in considerable amount of royalties for the years, because I wrote Let's Get Ready to Rumble, and that was a hit quite recently again, and the royalties keep coming in. I should have bought this drink actually, though.